You're listening to SBS News.
2018 has been a chaotic year in federal politics, with the final parliamentary sitting week proving to be no exception. Hoping to end some of the turmoil plaguing the government, Liberal MPs voted to approve a new party policy to protect elected prime ministers from facing a leadership spill in their first term, unless two-thirds of the party room back the change. Prime Minister Scott Morrison saying it's time to end the spate of leadership spills, which have resulted in five Australian prime ministers in just 10 years.
We've seen it on both sides of politics, and the Liberal Party has done it also, as you all know. We understand that frustration, we understand that disappointment, we acknowledge it, and we take responsibility for it.
Two controversial and hotly contested bills dominated much of the week's debate. The government was pushing for encryption laws, giving intelligence agencies new powers to crack encrypted devices, while Labor and the crossbench backed a Nauru bill introduced by independent MP Karen Phelps, seeking to allow critically ill refugees to be flown to Australia for medical treatment under the advice of two doctors. After a series of Senate delays created a legislative traffic jam, it appeared both bills would remain unresolved over the Christmas break, until Labor leader Bill Shorten handed the coalition an unexpected last-minute victory.
I will not sacrifice the safety of Australians merely because Mr. Morrison doesn't have the courage to deal with issues in the House of Representatives. So what we say to Mr. Morrison and to the government right now is, if you agree to do the amendments which you've already agreed to the encryption laws in the first week of next year, we will pass the encryption laws, unsatisfactory as they are, right now. Because we are not going to go home and leave the Australian people on their own over Christmas with inferior laws of national safety.
The Nauru bill passed in the Senate but remains on hold until it's put before the lower house. Independent MP Karen Phelps told Sky News she'll continue to push for the legislation when Parliament returns in 2019.
I think it's fantastic that this has passed in the Senate today, because what it means is that we can now address it in the new year, I hope. The thing that I saw today that was really shameful was the misinformation that was promulgated about this bill and the amendment to this bill.
Multicultural groups were shocked by the passage of new laws blocking migrants granted a permanent skilled or family visa after January the 1st from accessing Newstart welfare payments for 4 years. Greens Senator Janet Rice says her party is horrified Labor chose to back the legislation.
This government, with their agenda of racist dog whistling, of attacks on migrants, of attacks on multiculturalism, it's what we've come to expect. But the absolutely appalling thing is that Labor are supporting this bill. Labor, who call themselves the party of social justice, call themselves a party that support welfare safety net, call themselves a party that supports multiculturalism. They have done a deal to support this legislation.
And there was more shock after Liberal Democrat Senator David Lionhelm thanked people he called young brown men for their contribution to Australia's economy.
Let me say thank you to Australia's young brown men. The young brown men I come across in my day-to-day life are often in low-paid jobs. They drive me in their Ubers and taxis. They deliver my online purchases, my groceries and my pizza.
And Australia's school students continued to engage in political activism, holding protests in the foyer of Canberra's Parliament House, condemning the Adani mine. There are just six parliamentary sitting days scheduled for 2019 before the federal election is due in May. If this year is anything to go by, Canberra is in for a whirlwind 2019. Michelle Rimmer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.